Om Shanti. This is the Sakar Murli of the 8th of March 2024. Essence. Sweet children, in order to take a current from the Father, become fragrant flowers. Wake up early in the morning, sit in remembrance, and talk to Baba of sweet things with a lot of love. Question. All of the children remember the Father, number-wise, but which children does the Father remember? Answer. Those who are very sweet and who cannot think of anything other than doing service. Those who remember the Father with love and shed tears of love in happiness are the children whom the Father remembers. The Father's vision falls on the flowers. He would say, such and such a soul is very good. That soul runs wherever he sees service. He brings benefit to many. The Father remembers such children. Om Shanti. The Father sits here and explains to you souls. He remembers the souls and also the bodies. A soul cannot remember without a body. It is understood that this soul is good, this soul is extroverted, this soul wants to tour around the world, or has forgotten that world. First, the name and form of a soul comes in front of you. The soul of so-and-so is remembered. The soul of so-and-so does good service. That one's yoga of the intellect is with Baba and has these virtues. First, the body is remembered and then the soul. First, the body would be remembered because the body is big. Then the soul, which is subtle and extremely tiny, would be remembered. The big body cannot be praised. It is only the soul that is praised. This one soul does good service. The soul of so-and-so is better than that one. The body is remembered first of all. The Father has to remember many souls. He doesn't remember the names of the bodies, but just the form comes in front of him. By saying, the soul of so-and-so, the body is definitely remembered. For instance, you understand that Shiv Baba enters the body of this Dada. You know that Baba enters his body. The body would definitely be remembered. You ask, how can we remember Baba? Should we remember Shiv Baba in the body of Brahma or in the supreme abode? Many have this question. Baba says, it is the soul that you have to remember. However, you would definitely also remember the body. First is the body and then the soul. Baba is sitting in this one's body, and so you would definitely remember the body. The soul with such and such a body has this virtue. Baba also continues to see who remembers him, who has many virtues, and which flowers have fragrance. Everyone loves flowers. When they make bouquets, they use king flowers, queen flowers, leaves, etc. The Father's vision would go to the flowers. He would say, the soul of so-and-so is very good. He does a lot of service. He remains soul conscious and remembers the Father. He runs wherever he sees service. Even then, when you wake up early in the morning and sit in remembrance, whom would you remember? Would you remember Shiv Baba in the Supreme Abode or in Madhaban? You would remember Baba, would you not? Shiv Baba is in this one because the Father has now come down. He has come down to speak Amarli. He doesn't have anything to do in his own home. What would he do when he goes there? He enters this body alone, and so the body would definitely be remembered first, and then the soul. The soul that is in such and such a body is a very special and good child. He doesn't think of anything except service. That soul is very sweet. Baba simply sits here and continues to watch everyone. Such and such a child is very good. She remembers Baba a lot. The daughters who are in bondage are beaten so much for vice. They must be remembering Baba with so much love. When they remember Baba a lot, then because of that happiness, they even have tears of love, and sometimes those tears even fall. What other business does Baba have? He just remembers everyone. He remembers many daughters. The soul of so-and-so has no power. He doesn't remember the Father. He doesn't give happiness to anyone. That soul is not even benefiting himself. The Father would continue to watch this. To remember that soul means to give him Sakash, a current of power. The connection of the soul remains with the Supreme Soul. The day will come when that child will stay in yoga a great deal. When this one remembers someone, that one would instantly have a vision. Souls are just tiny points. Even if people had a vision of one, they would not be able to understand it, and so even then they would just remember the body. Souls are tiny, but when they remember Baba, they continue to become pure. There are varieties of flowers in a garden. Baba also sees when someone is a very good fragrant flower and that another one isn't like that as much. So his status would also be low. Those who become Baba's helpers claim a high status. And those who also continue to remember the Father are transferred from Brahmins to deities. Only at the confluence age is all of this spoken about, whether someone is a deity flower or a devilish flower. All are flowers, but there is a lot of variety. Baba also continues to remember you children. A teacher would remember his students. That one is not studying so much. He would understand this in his heart. That one is the father and also the teacher. He is the father anyway. He then plays the role of the teacher for much longer. A teacher has to teach every day. You claim that status with the power of this study. In the morning, all of you brothers sit in remembrance of the Father. That is the subject of remembrance. Then the Murli is conducted, and that is the subject of studying. The main things are yoga and the study. It is also called Gyan and Vigyan. This is the Gyan Vigyan Bhavan, where the Father comes and teaches you. You receive the knowledge of the whole world through Gyan. Vigyan means you stay in yoga, through which you become pure. You now know the meaning. The Father continues to see the children. Only by your becoming soul conscious will the evil spirits be removed. It isn't that everyone's evil spirits will be removed instantly. When the karmic accounts are settled, you will claim a status according to your activities. The class will be transferred. This world is being transferred downwards, and you are being transferred upwards. There is so much difference. They continue to come down the Iron Aged ladder, whereas you continue to climb up the ladder of the most auspicious Confluence Age. It is the same world. This is a matter of the intellect. You say, we belong to the Confluence Age. The Father has to come to make you the most elevated. For you, this is the most auspicious Confluence Age. All the rest are in extreme darkness. Those people consider devotion to be very good because they don't even know about this knowledge. You have now received this knowledge, and this is why you understand. With just a pinch of knowledge, you go up for half a cycle. Then there won't be anything of knowledge there. Only the Maharati children will listen to these things, imbibe them, and then relate them to others. However, for all the others, as soon as they leave here, everything is finished. Only God explains to you the philosophy of karma, neutral karma and sinful karma. This is the confluence age of the cycle when the old world ends and the new world is established. Destruction is just in front of you. You are standing at the confluence age, whereas it is the iron age for other people. There is extreme darkness. They continue to fall. Someone would be an instrument to make them fall. That is Ravan. In fact, no impure being can sit in this gathering. Impure ones would spoil the atmosphere. If someone comes secretly and sits here, he would be hurt. He would fall right down. If a devil comes and sits in the godly gathering, that would instantly be known. They already have stone intellects, and their intellects would become even more like stone. They would receive a hundredfold punishment. They would incur a loss for themselves. They say, we will see whether they can tell this or not. What does it matter to us? Whoever does something, they will receive the return of that. There is no need for us to know about that. You have to remain constantly honest with the Father. It is said, where there is truth, the soul dances. If you remain truthful, you will also dance in your kingdom. The Father is the truth. So, children, you also have to be truthful. Baba asks, where is Shiv Baba? You say, he is in this one. The resident of the faraway land has left the supreme abode and has come to the foreign land. He now has to do a lot of service. The Father says, I have to do service here day and night. I have to give visions to the trance messengers and the devotees. That is here anyway. There is no service there. Baba isn't happy unless he is doing service. He has to serve the whole world. Everyone is calling out, Baba, come. He says, I enter this chariot, and so those people have shown a horse chariot. How could Sri Krishna sit in a horse chariot? It isn't that he is interested in sitting in a horse chariot. It is only at the confluence age that you speak of being soul conscious and body conscious. No one except the Father can explain these things. You too now know, whereas you didn't know previously. Did any guru teach you anything? You adopted many gurus, but no one taught you anything. Many people adopt gurus. They believe that they will find the path to peace from someone. The Father says, only the one Father is the ocean of peace, and he takes you back with him. No one knows about the land of peace or the land of happiness. There is the Shudra clan in the Iron Age and the Brahmin clan in the most auspicious confluence age. No one except you knows about these clans. You hear everything here, but as soon as you go outside, you forget everything. You are unable to imbibe it. The Father says, wherever you go, you should always wear a badge. There is no question of being embarrassed about that. Baba has had them made for you to do a lot of benefit. You can explain it to anyone and then give one to them. A sensible person would say, this must have cost you something. Tell him, it does cost something, but it is free for the poor. If that person imbibes this, he can claim a high status. What can the poor do if they don't have any money? Some do have money, but they are misers. This one showed you by doing everything practically. He handed everything over to the mothers. You sit and look after everything, because I have now received this knowledge, so that I don't remember anything at the end. Whatever you remember at the end, if you have big houses, you would definitely remember them. However, if you have heard even a little of this knowledge, you will definitely become part of the subjects. The Father is the Lord of the poor. Some have money, and yet they are misers. They don't think that Shiv Baba is their first heir. God is also the heir on the path of devotion. People donate in the name of God. Is he poverty-stricken that people give to him? People believe that if they give to the poor in the name of God, God will give them the return. They do receive something in their next birth. It is said, make a donation and the omens of the eclipse will be removed. He gave everything to the Father. He surrendered his body, friends and relatives, etc. Everything to Baba. Baba, all of this is yours. At this time, there are the omens of an eclipse over the whole world. Only you now know how these things can be removed in just a second, and how you become beautiful from ugly. You then explain this to others. Those who say that they understand internally, but that they are unable to explain to others, are of no use. The Father says, make a donation so that the omens of the eclipse can be removed. I give you the imperishable jewels of knowledge. Continue to give these to everyone, so that the omens of Rahu that are over Bharat and the whole world can be removed, and there can then be the omens of Jupiter. The best omens are the omens of Jupiter. You now know that Bharat in particular and the world in general have the omens of Rahu over them. How can these be removed? That one is the Father. The Father takes everything old from you and gives you everything new in return. Those are called the omens of Jupiter. It would not be said that there are the omens of Jupiter for those who go to the land of liberation. Acha. To the sweetest beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Bapdada. The spiritual father says namaste to the spiritual children, and the spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Essence Vedana. 1. In order to dance in happiness, remain constantly truthful to the true Father. Do not hide anything. 2. Distribute to everyone the imperishable jewels that the Father gives you. Together with that, make Shiv Baba your heir and use everything in a worthwhile way. Do not be miserly in this. Blessing. May you understand the importance of a point and a drop and make your stage elevated as an embodiment of success. Importance is given to a point in worshipping the Supreme Soul, Shiva. Another speciality is of every drop. Each of them has its own importance. All three in the game of souls, the Supreme Soul and matter, that is the drama, are experienced in practical life as a point. A drop is the awareness of pure thoughts, with which you experience the success of a meeting. In your heart-to-heart conversations, you offer cool drops of attainment to the Father and make your stage elevated with this. The memorial of this continues on the path of devotion. Slogan: by speaking too much, the energy of your brain reduces. Therefore, let your speaking be short and sweet. Om Shanti.